Editor's note. Mr. Saunders writes regarding the Beta Day story All Aboard the Northlander in 2026. To the editor. In a recent story, it was announced that the Ontario Northlands Northlander passenger train service will return in 2026. Let me say that I support efforts to improve passenger rail service. And without question, the expenditure of almost $140 million for the new Northlander should provide modern reliable equipment in reinstating this rail service to Northern Ontario. But in that same story, it mentions that the trip from North Bay to Toronto will take about 5 hours. It's here that I have a problem. It seems to me that the purpose of upgrading any passenger train service should be to offer some significant improvement over alternate means of making the trip. I just went on MapQuest, and it computed that the time it would take to make that same journey by car would be under 3.5 hours. To me, this is problematic. What benefit will the newly outfitted Northlander offer a customer? It'll take you 1.5 hours longer, and you'll have to arrange for ground transportation once you get there. Does that seem like a sound business plan? In France, the trip from Paris to Lyon is about the same distance as North Bay to Toronto. It takes a little over 4.5 hours to drive. But the TGV train service for the same trip is just under 2 hours. That's a significant difference and creates a viable alternative to taking the family car. But what does the return of the Northlander offer? Shiny new equipment, for the first few years, and a longer travel time. Which is fine, if this is just a first stage of a longer range plan. If that plan were to include upgrades to tracks including shallower curves, elimination of grade crossings, improved signaling, and probably electrification, it would make sense, and provide an attractive alternate connection to Toronto. Without question, this would require a much larger financial commitment, but at least the service would be improved significantly. The new Northlander can be a symbol of a real enhancement in rail service if it is just a first step in working towards that goal. But if the plan starts and stops with the new equipment, I fear that it will turn into another white elephant in just a few years. And one that taxpayers have paid a hefty price tag for. Ian T. Saunders.